The Indians were at long last tamed by shameful means, and our nation's youthful vitality needed to bust out in other directions. The directions in question were west into the Pacific Islands and southeast into the Caribbean Sea. Thanks to the Spanish-American War of 1898, the U.S. acquired control over Cuba, Guam, and the Philippines. That same year, Hawaii was annexed. In 1903, the U.S. set up a virtual satellite state in Panama to realize its dream of a canal connecting the Atlantic and the Pacific. These developments were all well and good for the United States, but Americans also felt it necessary to convince themselves. They were spreading the benefits of democratic American civilization to these poor, uncivilized savages. Two, the white man's burden. A major part of late 19th century imperialism was the common European and American belief that white people were superior to blacks, Orientals, and everybody else. In 1899, the Englishman Rudyard Kipling wrote a poem called The White Man's Burden, in which he encouraged the United States to help civilize the heathen world.